Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with CrossFit Lynchpin. It is Monday, March 28th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you are brand new, welcome. You're going to have an absolute blast. If you are brand new, you haven't watched the video today that I attached every Monday entitled New to Lynchpin, watch this first, and you have to. If you've been around for a while and you haven't watched it, you need to. It's a longer video, I admit, but you only have to watch it once, and it walks you through all the different things I chat about each day that will make sense. What's the wild card option? Why do we do a workout not for time every now and then? What's a super fitness robot time compared to the more likely time, etc., etc.? So please watch that, come back, and we'll dive right in. All right, here we go. Going heavy on the fanciest of the squats, the overhead squat, 7 sets of 2. The last time we did this exact workout was October 29th, 2021. If you want to go back into your BTWB app, see how it went for you, what were your rest periods, all that good stuff, should you make any adjustments. Today's a heavy day. Any day that we have a heavy day, there's another video attached entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It applies to every heavy day that we do. It's another one of those videos where you only have to watch it once, but it gives you all the good info on warming up, choosing the right weight, rest periods, all kinds of stuff. So I encourage you, watch that as well. Knowledge is power. We've got a video showing the overhead squat. Super fitness robot loading would be 85% or higher of your one rep max sustained across all sets. More likely, 60% or higher of your one rep max. Wild card option, real close, but maybe you want to have a bit of fun, 7 sets of 2 on the snatch balance. We've got a video showing that movement right there. Scaled option is 7 sets of 2 on the back squat, and we've got a video showing that. Now, here's why. The overhead squat is just demanding of technique, demanding of flexibility. It can be a bit of an advanced lift for sure. Now, if you can get into the position, well, you can do the 7 sets of 2 because a heavy day is infinitely scalable by just keep lowering the weight until it's right for you. Very light, empty barbell, broom handle, PVC pipe. Might be a great day just for you to practice the lift. But if you can't get into the position, period, due to some issue you have going on, or you're just not there yet from a comfortable standpoint, we can get in some heavy squats today, and you could do it with the back squat. So that's a great, that's why we have it there as the scaled option. Limited equipment crew. 4 rounds, not for time. You're going to do a dumbbell overhead lunge with the right arm for 10 meters, then one with the left arm overhead for 10 meters. You will rest 1 minute, and that's a 4-rounder. So you have 4 rounds of that. You finish that, and then you do the second 4-rounder, which is 10 right arm dumbbell shoulder press, and then 10 left arm dumbbell shoulder press. And all of those movements are done with the 50-pound dumbbells for the gentlemen, 35s for the women. On the shoulder press, you just need one dumbbell. On the overhead lunge, one arm will be extended overhead. The other dumbbell will be in the front rack position. Of course, we have videos showing those movements. The single arm dumbbell shoulder press is, you don't have to have the other dumbbell racked or whatnot. It can just be on the ground. And it doesn't need to be unbroken, those sets of 10. You can, by all means, you know, break it up as needed. Super fitness robot for the limited equipment crew would be everything unbroken. More likely is breaking it up as needed. No equipment workout today. This is for time. Excuse me, not for time. Walking lunge, 150 meters, then a handstand hold for 2 minutes. Now, you don't have a handstand hold, you're uncomfortable with it or whatnot, you can just hold 3 to 4 minutes at the top of a regular push-up position. And then, 50 hollow rocks. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, SOTS press, 4 sets of that, or snatch balance. That assumes that you didn't do the wild card option. You would do 5 sets of 1 on that. So you're going to pick either, if you're doing the accessory work, but you don't have to, either the SOTS press or the snatch balance. And then the other part of the optional accessory work is Bulgarian split squats. 3 to 4 sets, 8 to 12 reps per leg. We've got a video showing that. It'll be a blast. You do your cool down, and then we've got the kneeling layback for a stretch, the frog stretch, as well as the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. This is what I say at the end of every Monday's training video, and this is posted at the end of every day. We mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.